This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gantley. It has been a rough winter so far, and if you're wondering when it may ease up, well, forget the weather forecasters, because there's a certain woodchuck in Pennsylvania that should know something, and if we have to wake him up and drag him out of his hole to tell us, well, then that's what we're going to do. So it's with great fanfare that Groundhog Weekend is upon us. With some suggestions on how to celebrate, Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So, the groundhog, it's actually become kind of a cultural event.
It has.
And maybe there's a couple of ways here in the Granite State that we can celebrate Groundhog Day, isn't there?
There are. You know, Saturday at 10 a.m., Squam Lake Natural Science Center up in Holderness is doing a whole program about groundhogs. And I have to admit that other than the movies and cartoons, I probably don't know a lot about real-life groundhogs.
I think it's probably true for most people. What is Squam Lake's Science Center doing?
Well, so they're going to have a program where you get to see a live groundhog. They're going to do some different activities that can kind of give you more information about them. They're actually really good hibernators. So for the most part, they're asleep during this part of the winter. They kind of go down in late November and wake up when the ground starts to warm up in spring. And so you're going to get a chance to kind of hear more about what they're doing, how they get ready for winter. And then they'll go outside and you actually get a chance to see some of the burrows in the area of where groundhogs hibernate.
You can actually see them in the wild.
Exactly.
So does Squam Lake's Natural Science Center have programs like this throughout the winter? I mean, are they open throughout the season?
Well, their trails aren't open on just kind of an everyday basis, but they have programs throughout the winter, and then they have a winter trail series that goes on. So they have stuff going on.
Some special events like this.
Exactly.
There is another way for you to observe Groundhog Day. This has become an annual thing, too, in Concord at Red River Theaters. It is a showing of the Bill Murray film, right?
Yes. So this is on Sunday, on Groundhog Day. The movie starts at 2 p.m., and this is the Bill Murray movie from 1993. And actually, if you get there a little bit early, they're going to have a groundhog as well and a hedgehog. Apparently, they're more pettable than groundhogs. And so, you know, another chance to see a real-life groundhog and then kind of celebrate, you know, how I think a lot of us really know about Groundhog Day, which is through that movie.
Yeah, it's become a cult classic, hasn't it?
Oh, I definitely think so.
In your notes here, you have something else that's going on over at Red River Theaters, too. This is Oscar shorts.
This is. So this is the other kind of holiday that's going on right now. It's Oscar season. Uh-huh. And for, you know, movie nerds like me, they really get into this. One of the harder to find nominated films are the shorts. And there are three categories of shorts that get nominated for Oscar. There's live action, animation, and documentary. And what they're doing at Red River is they're running them in blocks. So you can go. And even though these are short films altogether, they're kind of about the same as a feature length film. You could see the block of five animated shorts or the five live action or the five documentaries.
Is there a particular highlight you're looking forward to?
Well, you know, these are really neat categories in that you're getting to see a widespread of different kinds of genres of films. You know, it's not all one thing. So, for example, in the animated films, one of the movies that has been nominated stars, it's a Mickey Mouse film, and it kind of uses images from, you know, old 1930s black and white Mickey Mouse and then mixes them with some more modern animation. But then there are other styles. So actually in that block, you see like five different styles of animation.
Kind of a history of cartooning.
Exactly. And then, you know, in the live action, there's a real mix too. You get some foreign language shorts. But then also there's a short that stars Martin Freeman, who's probably best known for the Hobbit movies. And then also a lot of people are really into him right now. He's Watson on Sherlock.
Groundhogs and movies. It's that kind of weekend.
Exactly.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about events in the Granite State. Amy, happy Groundhog Day.
And to you.